Module number 2, when to have a baby.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. Some women today are very young when they have their first child. Others are waiting until they're older. Their lives will be different, but how? Two couples talked with John Cotrie, a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
I was bawling my eyes out, and all I had managed to do was point at the X-ray, and he just said, "Are you pregnant?"
You know, we're both 21, and that this is also our first child. We're wondering, what's it going to be like?
I cannot imagine. No, I can't imagine having a child at 21. I'm 30 and I'm horrified.
I want to have children before I'm 40, just so we're not a million years old when you know, they're going off to college.
Any day now, Shirley McKean will give birth to her first child. Shelley's 21, the same age as her husband, Charles. The McKeans were engaged and going to college when Shelley became sick and stayed sick. They were shocked to discover she was pregnant.
That first week or two, I felt just really kind of out of it, like I was walking in the fourth dimension or something. Because I can remember like that night coming home and telling my girlfriends I am pregnant, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah, like the first week, I was just going over in my head, what does this mean? I mean, because I'd been through a lot, but never this. We were planning on getting married in 2 years. And all of a sudden now it's, we got to get married, you know, soon.
With the help of family and friends, Charles and Shelley had a church wedding just 1 month later. This kind of support has eased their adjustment to the idea of having a baby. After the baby's born, the two of them will continue to go to school and work. It'll mean long hours, constant juggling of schedules, becoming adults real fast. Their 20s will be very different from what Brett Finley's were. Brett's 36. Her husband, Henry Reynolds, is 30. They, too, are about to have their first child.
I just had a whole lot of fun in my 20s. I mean, with my work and since I was freelancing stage managing opera, I was traveling all over the country and meeting all kinds of fun people and doing really exciting things. And if I'd had a baby when I was 20, I wouldn't have done that. And maybe I would still be thinking to myself, oh, now I'm really tied down. I haven't done it all.
In her 30s, Brett began to realize it was now or never for having a baby. Henry might have said never, but he noticed something in Brett.
Every now and again, you realize you've hit a certain milestone, and she was hitting that milestone. And she wasn't a weep. It was just a little bit of a teary eye. Oh, I'm coming to 35. It's the magic moment, because it's beaten into a woman, I suppose, that 35 is it. And there I was procrastinating.
Somewhere along the line, the decision to have a baby was made. Well, sort of.
All of a sudden, she stopped taking the birth control and...
Not behind his back.
No. We didn't sit down and look at each other and say, okay, now we're going to have a baby. It just occurred.
There's lots of advantages in waiting until 36 to have a baby. You can complete your education, get established in work, have more fun, put some money away, mature. The early years of parenting should be good ones. But there are risks. At 36, it's not as easy to conceive a healthy, normal child as it is at 21. And if the early years of parenting are good ones, the later years may be more difficult. In your 50s, responsibilities at work are likely to be at a peak, just as your child hits adolescence. You may have elderly parents to care for, college tuition to look forward to. It can be harder to raise a teenager than a preschooler. And there's another concern about having a baby late in life.
Actually, it wasn't too much of a concern for us until our parents were just, what? She's going to be an only child? Oh, my God, you can't do that.
Our parents were most insistent that that would be an awful thing to do to the child, an awful thing. And we thought, oh, we can devote so much attention to this child, we can pay for his college, or at least part of it. What a tight little unit we'd be.
If you wait till your late 30s to have a baby, chances are your first child will be your last child. But is that so bad? Charles and Shelley grew up as only children and don't think so, despite the kind of talk they heard all their lives.
Oh, how many brothers and sisters do you have? And I was like, what, is there something wrong with me because I don't? Or or was I bad, you know, or, you know, what's the deal? What's so big about being an only child?
But I have had people come up to me and say, oh, I'm sorry, you're an only child, and that they'd feel sorry for you because you don't have anyone else there. And say, I'm fine. I don't mind, really.
Because of the difference in the age at which they'll become parents, Charles and Shelley and Brett and Henry will have very different lives. But right now, they're at the same place, eagerly awaiting the same wondrous event.
Right now, Shelley is 2 centimeters dilated in what they consider 50% of face.
I have a class tomorrow morning, and as far as I know, I'm going unless I'm in, you know, so much pain that I can't get out of bed or something.
I'm looking forward to delivering the child to, not delivering as in terms of labor, but carrying the child to her, actually being the one to give the child to her.
While Puccini swells in the background.
Right.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotri, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn. These features are productions of the University of Michigan.